This podcast brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine, the consumer resource for pilots and aircraft owners.
Hello, everyone. This is Paul Bertarelli reporting from the AEA show in Las Vegas, Nevada. I'm with Shane Woodson of UAvionics. You will probably remember UAvionics from our coverage at Oshkosh and other shows. They're primarily a UAV electronics company, but they've come out with a line of really compact and super cool ADS-B products that fit into nav lights, and I'm sitting here at the show looking at some of these. Shane, we've talked about the sky beacons that go into the nav lights, but you've got a new product here. Tell us a little bit about that.
So the new product is the tail beacon, and one thing that we've learned from Sky Beacon and talking with many customers is the fact that the wingtip is a very dynamic position out there, and the mounting solutions, Sky Beacon's not going to fit every single wingtip out there. And so we wanted to take and introduce an additional product for those wingtips that have very deep droops where the antenna that comes off of the Sky Beacon doesn't necessarily perform like what we would want to. You have the tail beacon, and this actually is a rear position marker light that just goes on the back tail marker light, and it's got an integrated WASP GPS. The fin antenna comes right down out of the lens. Half of the actual housing sits inside the aircraft fuselage, or inside the aircraft wing surface, and all you have essentially at that point is the GPS and the nav light portion hanging out of it. Very simple, two screws. It actually, the mounting solution on it, it has a two screw ring that interlocks on, so you can actually have a two hole position marker that actually is in the vertical or in a horizontal. So it's got a lot of additional flexibility. We're doing some additional testing on this. This will actually be a product that's going after both the fixed wing and rotorcraft, because this tail marker light, it's definitely the most flexible. And the pricing and the ease of install will be equal to or even easier than what the Sky Beacon is.
So this is really the ultimate inexpensive, simple solution, 2020 for ADS-B out. It's got no other features, and all you need is power and ground to hook it up, it looks like.
Yes, sir. Yeah, where Sky Beacon is something that, that will be our first TSO product. We're actually in the final stages of the testing and certification for Sky Beacon. We expect that to be in the next 4 to 6 weeks. But where that doesn't necessarily fit on somebody's aircraft, unless it goes into modifications, Tail Beacon definitely is a companion in it, and it's going to fit just about every aircraft. We looked at the nav lights for wingtips, and you've got several different platforms. There's, half a dozen or so different form factors to make that fit, but you have to take into consideration that you have the light coves, the lenses that cover them, and we have to have that antenna coming down. So where that's not, conducive, again, tail beacon is the new product that we go that really kind of answers, hey, Sky Beacon's not necessarily for your plane. Tail beacon definitely will take and fit. And, for aircraft that does, someone may already have LED nav lights and they don't want to take and replace their nav lights, they can put tail beacon on there. And they're, ADS-B compliant. Now, tail beacon is an ADS-B out only. It's 978, two wires, power ground, and program it with our app and you're done.
Now, before we get to talk about the Sky Beacon, do you have prices on the tail beacon yet?
Not yet. We're actually, right now we're looking at it being kind of in the same range as Sky Beacon. So we definitely feel comfortable with it being in that $2,000 price point, maybe a little bit under. But it's currently still in the kind of the prototype and testing phase. I actually have one of these, done some test flying on it, and it performs exceptionally well. But right now targeted in that sub $2,000 price point.
Okay, so we've got a couple Sky Beacons here that we're looking at. They've been in development for a couple years. Where are you with approvals on them?
For Sky Beacon, the approval on that, we are in the final stages of the testing for Sky Beacon, and we're hopeful to go to Sun and Fun pre-ordering them. Potentially, we have everything ready to start, building them. We're just waiting for that TSO. And again, all indications is we're probably within the next 4 to 6 weeks.
Also at the new product introduction, I remember one other new product that was talked about. That's an experimental product, is it?
It is experimental right now. It's actually still, we're not offering it for sale right this moment. It's the Echo ESX. It is a full MODES transponder with ADS-B out on the 1090 extended squitter. And then it's a dual band ADS-B in receiver. And it also has a backup integrated AHARS built into it. It will be able to be controlled from either an ETHA, such as an MGL, GRT, and many others, as well as we'll have our own control head to be able to control it as well. Now, we're hopeful to have those at Sun and Fun for experimental and light sport. That is a product that's planned to go certified because that's a 1090 product that gets in MODES that gets us international coverage and above the 18,000 flight level.
And I should point out, we don't have a picture of it here, but I should point out that it's about two-thirds the size of an iPhone 7.
Yeah, it's very small. It's actually, if a customer's familiar with the Echo UAT, it's probably about 20% larger, has the MODES transponder, Wi-Fi, ADS-B, in and out, and the AHARS. It's a pretty remarkable product, and we're really excited to bring that to the experimental market first, but ultimately for certified.
All right, Shane Woodson, thanks.
Thank you so much, Paul.
This is Paul Bertarelli reporting from AEA in Las Vegas, Nevada. We've been speaking with Shane Woodson of UAvionics about coming ADS-B products. Thanks for listening.
This podcast brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine, the consumer resource for pilots and aircraft owners.